Lord of food and water of shelter, the hills and barren land, we are trusting in the Lord, and according to His word, we will understand it better. Oh, by and by, oh, when the moon comes, and oh, so but I got at home, oh, we will tell the story how we, oh, we will understand it that by and by. Oh, temptation didn't learn, often take us on a word, and I had some major sleep for me. Oh, and we wonder why.
Touch me,
it touched me, oh, it touched me, oh, and oh, the joy that floods my soul, oh, something happened to you, oh, something happened, and now I, oh, I know it touched me, and me. Music, with eyes closed, let's sing it once more time. Oh, it touched me. Oh, oh, it touched me. Oh, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. It's just so rejoicing tonight, for something would happen. And now I know it touched me. And me, oh, without music, let's sing it. He touched me, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. Oh, and oh, the joy it floods my soul. Oh, something happened. And now I know he touched me and made me whole. I'll sing now. If I live a holy life, if I shun the wrong and do the right, the Lord will make a way for me. Amen. Hallelujah. The holy life, oh, I shun the wrong and do the right. Oh, I know you make a way for me. Do you believe it tonight? Oh, if I live a holy life, for and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for. Oh, once more, if I live a holy life, for if I live a holy life. Oh, shun the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord will make a way for me. Oh, yes, for me. Oh, I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. Oh, yes, for me. Oh, if I live a holy life, I shun all the wrong, all the right. The Lord will make a way for me. Yes, oh, if I live a holy, all right, oh, and do the right, the Lord will make a way for me. Yes, oh, I know.
I know the Lord, I know the Lord, oh, I know my Lord make the way for me. I know the Lord make the way for me. Oh, hallelujah. How many believe that tonight the Lord will surely make a way? Praise God. Because he is the way. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we remember when his children came to the Red Sea and there was no way. Amen. He made a way for them. Hallelujah. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So he is tonight. He is the way. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And that's what we believe tonight, Lord. That surely as we have come, even doors that have been closed, you are the one that can make a way for your children. Praise God. Let us all pray this moment. Say, Lord, I have come this evening, and I believe your word. I know that you are the way, the life, and the truth. And truly, Lord, tonight, you will surely make a way for me. Even when all doors are closed, even when there are obstacles, hindrances, or even if it is sickness, or even it's because I'm looking for a job, or I'm looking for documents, or I'm looking for children in my home. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, you can make a way. Amen. We believe it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Let us all pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, how we thank you, Lord Jesus, for yet another grace that you have given to us, Lord. And even, Lord, as we have sung the song, oh, that you are the Lord, that makes a way. Father, we believe it to God, that tonight, you have already made a way for us, O God. You have already opened the doors, hindrances and obstacles. Oh, they cannot stand. Because, Lord, even our faith tells us that, Lord, whatever, Lord, we have come, our request that, Lord, is upon our hearts, which we have brought to your home, Lord, tonight, Lord. We are not going to go back the same. We are not going back the same. There will surely be a way. And we know the way has already been made for us. And so, Lord Jesus, oh, we claim tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Oh, as long as, Father, you changeth not, then we know the Lord. All our heart desires, O God, will be met in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you. We give the glory to you. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. In Jesus' name, O Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, even as we turn to you, the reading of your word, O God, Lord, it has to take your own presence, O God, the Holy Spirit, to lay hands upon the word and make it alive, Lord, unto us. So, Lord Jesus, we surrender to you, God, with all humility. Oh, Father, we've come with that godly fear in our hearts, Lord, with all reverence, Lord. The Lord Jesus, oh, you meet us, O God, according to your riches and glory. Father, we believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that you are the way. And that, Lord, if there are any doors closed tonight, Lord, we know you are going to make a way for us. Amen. We believe that, Lord, even the way has already been made, O God, because you are the way, O God. We thank you, Lord. Bless your word now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now let's turn to, we have two readings here. And surely we are going to talk something about the way. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to Exodus 17, the first reading. Exodus 17, we shall read from the fourth verse to the sixth verse. Ezra 17, 4 to 6. And then our second reading will be Numbers 20, 7 to 11. Tonight. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord has already opened the doors. Praise God. Let's hear the word of God now. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, "What shall I do unto these people? They be almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river. Take in thy hand, and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb. And thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Amen. Second reading, Numbers 20, 7 to 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "Take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes. And it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so that thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink." And Moses took the rod from before the Lord, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, "Hear now, ye rebels, must he fetch you water out of this rock?" And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and water came out abundantly. And the congregation drank, and their beasts also. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Lord Jesus, now we are with all ears now, Lord, to hear from you, God. Father, speak to us now, and lift us up, O Lord Jesus, onto a higher ground. That, Lord, our utterances tonight, O Lord Jesus, will be according to your will for us, Lord. That, Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, Lord, will come in and bring out, O Lord, what you have, O Lord Jesus, ordained, O Lord, individually for us. That, Father, we will ask according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? And tonight, we have a topic here. Speak to the rock. Amen. Speak to the rock. Now let's look at our text, the first text. It said, Moses cried unto the Lord. Brethren, that is what the prophet said. We are what? Sons. We are children unto our Father. Praise God. And now I want to ask even Brother Eli, praise the Lord. Today alone, how many times Eli Jr. has cried? Many times. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. When this child needs anything, he will cry. And the parents will do what? They have to see why he's crying. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, but we are also children of God. How many said many times today? Today, how many times have we cried unto him? Oh, yes, sir. Hey, children of God. How many times have we cried today? Praise the Lord. said, Moses cried unto the Lord. He said, what shall I do unto these people? They almost stoned me. They were holding stones. Give us drink. Give us drink. Oh my. And the Lord said, go before them. Take the rod, which you used to smite what? The rivers in Egypt. Praise the Lord. Take it with thee. And then I will stand upon that rock. When they left Egypt, this rock was following them. Amen. Amen. This rock was following them. And according to the Bible, it said this rock was a spiritual rock. And it was what? Christ himself. Amen. Amen. And so he said, I will stand upon that rock. And you will smite the rock. And there will come out what? Water for the people. For the dying people. Praise the Lord. Water will come out to save the people. Amen. Take notice of that. Then we know. Now let's come before we go to the second reading. We know that this journey, this natural journey that was made by the children of Israel, we all know that that is the type of what the Christian spiritual pilgrimage on earth here. We all know that. As they travel throughout the kingdom of God, they travel to the promised land. So also every Christian, true Christian today, your spiritual pilgrimage on earth here is also leading to the kingdom of God. And so it's a type. Amen. Then we heard so much of what? Provocation that these people gave unto the Lord in the wilderness. And this very Exodus 17, 4 to 6 that we have read, it was about what? The fourth what? The fourth provocation that they gave against God. Amen. And so before we can get our foundation very well, I want us to look at what? The provocations from 1, 2, 3, and then arrive at this 4 to form our foundation before we move on. Amen. Before we go to what? The second reading, Numbers 20, 7 to 11. And so now, let's look at it. The first provocation, what happened? Oh, immediately when they left Egypt, these people were under taskmasters. They were suffering. But when the deliverance came, oh, they all left with joy. Amen. They left all their tools behind. Oh, there has come. God has answered their prayer. Because they knew, according to the word, that they will be what? Strangers in a foreign land. 400 years later, God is going to deliver them. And now the time has come. They were all going, all rejoicing. Amen. Amen. Then they came to Red Sea. Oh, yes, sir. And when they came there, Exodus 14, 10 to 12. Let's bring it. When they came there, Exodus 14, 10 to 20, 10 to 12, yeah. So when they came to the Red Sea, what happened? He said, and when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. And behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were so afraid. Amen. And he said, the children, what? They did what? The children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Was it a proper cry? Amen. When they lifted up their eyes, all they saw was what? They saw the enemy. They saw the circumstances. They saw what? The people that were what? They are coming toward. They were coming to kill them. Amen. They didn't see their God. My brother, my sister, you lift up your eyes. What do you see? When they lifted up, they saw only what? The enemies that are coming. Instead of what? Seeing that they have a God. Oh, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, as David said, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. But when they lifted up their eyes, they were looking at the circumstances. My brother, my sister, when you lift up your eyes, don't lift up your eyes to look at circumstances, the troubles around you. When they lifted up their eyes, they were looking at the trouble. Oh my! Praise God! Instead of to look unto what? Dear God. Because their cry wasn't what? A good cry. It was a provocation. Amen. Amen. Now listen to what they were saying. Verse 11. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Is it a proper cry? Provocation. Amen. Amen. My brother, the way how we cry to our God, we have to cry by faith.
Amen.
According to faith.
Amen.
Amen. Not to provoke. This is a provocation. When you lift up your eyes, what do you see? When you look, what do you see? Praise God. In the message book, Why Cry? He said two people were what? Standing by a window looking at some people dabbing in the mud. One saw them to be what? People without what? People without a future. But another one saw them that Christ was in their midst.
Amen.
The same thing. One will look and see Christ. One will look and see what? He will see the world. My brother, my sister, when you lift up your eyes, what do you see? Their cry wasn't what? The right cry. It was a cry of what? Provocation. Look at verse 12. He said, it's not this that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians. For it is what? It had been what? Better for us to serve the Egyptians. Listen to this. Praise God.
Amen.
Listen, my brother. Provocation. Provoking God. That it would have been better for us to be serving these Egyptians. Look at that. When they lifted up their eyes, they didn't see God. My brother, when you lift up your eyes, make sure that you are lifting up to what? Because there is someone there who can what? Take control of your troubles.
Amen.
And then by faith you ask from him. Amen.
Amen.
And so, verse 13, and Moses said unto the people, that's it. Now listen. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, and stand still and see the salvation of God.
Amen.
This day. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, you are not going to see them forever, ever, no more. Amen.
Amen.
And then verse 14, he said, the Lord shall fight for you. Amen.
Amen.
Here is a man that has really met, having gotten what? The burning bush experience.
Amen.
Yes, sir. As we have been hearing. A man that has received what? A burning bush experience.
Amen.
So he said, the Lord will fight for you.
Amen.
Amen. That is faith. That's the kind of cry. Watch it, my brother. That's the kind of cry. The children of Israel cried. Was it the proper cry?
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Now let's go quickly to the second provocation. So now God made a what? A way for them, isn't it? Praise the Lord. God made a... You see, God had that kind of patience. Say, oh, these people, they lifted up their eyes, so they didn't see me. They were looking at the trouble. God made a way for them.
Amen.
And truly, according to what? Moses said, these Egyptians, they never saw them again. That was the end of them. Now let's look at what the second provocation. That was in the wilderness of Sur. Exodus 15, 22 to 22. Quickly, quickly. Exodus 15, 22 to 24. And Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Sur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. What's God doing? God trying to what? Trying to make them turn the attention to him. That when they are in need, oh, I am the God that healeth thee. So look unto me. So he made them to go through that experience. So that experience you are going through, God wants you to what? Look unto him.
Amen.
Amen. And when, verse 23, and when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? What shall we drink? Oh my. Praise the Lord. What kind of people is this? What kind of water? Where is water? Ah, yeah. And he cried unto the Lord. And the Lord said, the Lord showed him a tree. Amen. Oh, the prophet says the tree always stands for what? A man. Praise the Lord. It wasn't an ordinary tree. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Oh, something that goes to do with what? The power of God. Amen. Said, there is a tree there. Cast it into the water. And the waters were made what? Sweet. Amen. And God now said, look, my children, listen. I'm going to make what? A statute and an ordinance so that to prove you people. Amen. So that you prove me. Praise God. And so, verse 26. And he said, if thou would diligently, amen, if you would diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. That is it. Diligently, if we will seek him, we will find him. He will answer us. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and will do what is right. Do what is what? Right. Oh, yes, sir. In his sight. And he will give ear, and if you will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, he said, I will put none of this disease upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Oh, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, I am the Lord, your healer. I've sent my word, and I heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. If only you will believe it, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I will never fail you.
Amen.
You just take my statutes and my ordinances and live by them and be obedient to my commandments and you see whom I am. I will prove myself to you. Oh, praise God. My brother, are you picking everything?
Amen.
That he will prove if you will diligently seek him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes. Now let's go to provocation number 3. Exodus 16, 1 to 5. Mm-hmm. Another one here. So now, God has given them the water. Praise the Lord. No, he has changed what? The bitter water to what? To a sweet water for them to drink. Isn't it? Amen. Now let's go to the third provocation. In the wilderness of sin. Mm-hmm. And they took their journey from Elim. And all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. And on the 15th day of the second month, after their departing out of the land of Egypt, my brother, take notice of that. He said, on the 15th day of the second month, Amen. After their departing out of the land of Egypt. So that had been what? Almost 1 month and what? 1.5 months, isn't it? Something like that. Okay. Amen. I'm not doing any calculation. Let's look at the way how the word says 15 days of what? The second month. Amen. That means there was some kind of what? Time. Period. Take notice of that. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Ah, would God we had died by the hands of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the fresh pots, when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. My brother, my sister. He said what? On the 15th day of the second month. The question is, what were they eating? What were they eating? Oh, praise God. Have you noticed that? They were traveling and they were not feeling hungry. Amen. In his own special way, the people were not what? Were not hungry. Their clothes were not bare. Their shoes, everything was what? Perfect. Oh, what a God. Amen. Amen. Then, somebody or some of them remembered to say, ah. Then they came to awareness that they have not eaten. Hey. Ah, see, when we were in Egypt, see the fresh pot. We ate to our food. Is it true? Once you were in the mud, you were beaten. Look at this provocation. God in his own special way was feeding them. Now they want what? They want what they will chop through their mouths. But my brother, my sister, what the word says, man should what? Oh, man should what? Amen. But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
Yes, sir. They want natural food. They want something that they can just swallow. Oh my. My brother. God said, okay. I'll give you what? Heavenly. I'll give you angel's bread. So verse 4. He said, then the Lord said unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my laws or no. You see, God was always trying to let these people to know that he is a God that takes them. He's responsible for them. My brother, God is responsible for you. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Amen.
Amen.
They wanted something natural. My brother, let's seek the spiritual. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. They were, look, on the 15th of the second month. Then they remembered that they have not been eating. Look at that. See? How beautiful that, oh Lord, that I will be. Oh, yes, sir. All the days of my life, I will not what? Chew anything. But I will always what? Be filled. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
Mm. Amen. Now let's listen to what the prophet said here. He said, maybe. He said, they left the garlic and onions. You see. And they were complaining about it. They had left the muddy waters of Egypt to drink from the fountain of life, and they were complaining about it. I'm reading from Take the Rod and Gather the People, preaching in Cleveland in 1950. Paragraph 22. That they had left what? The boasting physicians of Egypt to be with the great physician, and they were complaining about it. The magicians, when they were doing all this magic at the corners of Egypt, you've been watching. Oh, praise the Lord. Now you've gotten the greatest physician, and you are complaining. Oh, my. That they have led a bunch of people that believe that the days of miracles were past to be with what? People that know that all things were possible. And they were complaining about it. My brother, where we have come, there shouldn't be any complaint. Amen. Praise Amen. God. Amen. There shouldn't be any complaint. Amen. Let us not be like these people. Praise the Lord. Because now we have come to a place where all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. Praise God. All things, not some. All things are possible to them that believe. Praise the Lord. That's where we have come. Yes, sir. We have left all those creeds and dogmas. And now we are drinking from the fountain of life. No complaining, my brethren. Let us not make that mistake. Oh, yes, sir. He said, isn't that just like the church today? Come out of Egypt. Come out of the world, and here in the glorious church of the living God, the firstborn, because we have a little trial, God asks us to believe and hold on. We still complain about it. And notice, oh yes, sir, my, praise God. So a little trial, when we go through these things, my brother, God wants to what? Demonstrate something to you. Amen. 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 So that you see him. Because he's a God that wants us to be seeing him as his great, greater, greatest, great, just like that. He wants us to what? Always glorify him. He wants us, our life also, to be glorifying him. The fruits that we bear, according to the word of God, it glorifies him. Amen. Everybody knows your condition. He knows your situation. Then through your prayer, through your cry, it changes. Now somebody sees and asks, oh, brother, how? Ah, that's God. Amen. Amen. That's what he's expecting from us. That's why we go through trials. That's why it looks as if he's silent at times. But he's always, he slumbereth not. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He's your keeper. He's your shade upon your right hand. The sun cannot smite you by day nor the moon by night. Oh, praise God. That's the God we are serving. Amen. He said they have led the people back there who had no sign. See, they have no sign. Back there in Egypt, they have no sign. Yes, sir. To live under the pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud is the sign. Amen. You know that when the Egyptians were coming, he said what? The pillar of cloud was removed and went behind. Oh, to do what? To raise a standard. Amen. When your enemies will come in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That was it. And then the pillar of what? The pillar of fire was giving them light. Whilst it was what? Darkness in the camp of Egypt. This is a sign. And we are moving under the same sign. Because he changeth not. The prophet of our day, Malachi 4, under the same power, under the same sign. That's where we are, my brother, my sister. Oh, yes, sir. And so something happened. As we are going now to the fourth provocation, that's what we read. Amen. So God now, the prophet said he caused what? Water supply. Water supply, he cut it off. Amen. Amen. Now it was becoming, you see, God could not look at all these three provocations we have gone through. So their water was cut off. Amen. Amen. But meanwhile, you see, there is a a great lesson on this. Amen. Which is another lesson altogether. I don't want to go in there. Oh, from the day of Pentecost. Then as the word travels, the water supply was what cut off. But in this our day, we have received them abundantly and exceedingly. Amen. I don't want to go in there. So now let's come to our reading now. The fourth provocation is what we read as our first text. Exodus 17. Now let's go there now. We are getting closer to what? Oh, the showdown for tonight. Amen. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Speak to the rock. Yes, sir. And all the congregation of the children of Israel. Exodus 17. 1:1. Start from 1. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin. You see? That was where? Travel from Sin. So now they've come to what? Rephidim. That's where the fourth provocation is. Journey from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord and pitched in Rephidim. And there was no water for the people to drink. See, according to the commandment of God. And so it was even God that said, stop here and rest. Amen. Amen. Oh my brother. God has taken you through and brought you here. Stay here. Amen. Amen. What should you fear? What must what turn you round? He has chosen the place. Amen. 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 Where he has placed his name. Where he said he will meet with the worshippers. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Stop there. Stay here. Under the blood. Stay under the blood. Stay under my name. Said this was a commandment. Said you stay here. And there was no water. What should they have done? God wanted them to worship. Oh my. Oh, praise God. God wanted them to do something. That's what he's expecting us to do also every day. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, a little trial there. No water. Verse 2. Wherefore the people chid with Moses and said, you know, chiding, that's rebuking. Chided with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. They will come, stand before Moses. Hey, give us water. Give us water. They chided Moses. Praise God. And Moses said unto them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord? It's not me. You are tempting the Lord. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Verse 3. And the people tested there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, where is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? Provocation. Provoking God. As if there is no God. And Moses cried. Amen. The cry he wants his children always to cry. Amen. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto these people? They're almost ready to stone me. They have stones in their hand like this. Give us water. My. Oh, yes, sir. My brother. God looking at all these things. So, my. God is a God of patience. Amen. A God of long suffering. Amen. 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 A God that loves his children. Amen. A father that loves his children. After all the miracles, after all the things he showed you in the land of Egypt, delivering you, making a way where there was no way, in the Red Sea, for you to walk in dry grounds. And you can't get just a little atom of faith in him. My brethren, it's a challenge to all of us. Because that journey is the same spiritual pilgrimage we are going through here. Amen. And the scripture says, they are in Hebrews, as they are for our example. So this day, as you hear the word of God, what? He said, harden not your heart, as in the day of provocation. Amen. He said, now, and the Lord said unto Moses, go ye before the people, as we read, and take thee with thee the elders and of Israel, and thy rod, yes, that rod, wherewith thou smotest the rivers, take in thine hand, and go. And behold, I'll stand before thee upon the rock in Horeb, and smite the rock, and there shall come what? There come out water for the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Amen. As we heard already, that rock, that spiritual rock, was Christ. Amen. That was Christ. You smite it, water will come out of it. My brother, it means a lot. It's a type. Amen. Amen. It's a type. Praise God. Because Christ also was smitten. Amen. On the cross on Calvary. And out of that, through the resurrection, we had our salvation. We had what? All that we need. Oh, praise God. When the word says, Isaiah 53. He said, Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. He said, he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. And then what? He was wounded for our transgressions. Amen. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we were healed. When he was smitten, amen, it brought all this unto us. Amen. So when that rock in the wilderness was smitten, it came out what? Oh, fountain of water to save a dying people. Amen. Amen. Christ was smitten. Oh, to save what? A dying world. Oh, amen. Praise God. Reading from that message book, take the rod and gather the people, Cleveland, 1950, paragraph 21. He said, and the rod that Moses had in his hand, it was not the rod of Moses. Amen. It was the rod of God, God's judgment rod. Amen. Moses held it out over Egypt and flies came up. He held it and fleas came up. Praise God. Wherever he dumped this rod, it was what? Judgment upon the people. Amen. So the judgment rod. And so when that rod was used to smite the rock, judgment, he took the whole our sin and judgment upon it. Amen. Oh, he was judged by that. He said, and Moses took the judgment rod and smote the rock to bring forth what? Water. Therefore, it was the judgment rod of God that smote Jesus and killed him, the innocent one, and brought him, and out of him flowed the Holy Spirit to a perishing people now that we live. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And you know, The scripture says it was what? That sacrifice was only once. Amen. He was smitten only once. Praise the Lord. And he perfected what? All that has to be sanctified. Amen. That's what the scripture says. He said, the prophet said, when he was smitten, this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, forever sat down on the right hand of God. Amen. He is the high priest of your confession, sitting at the right hand of the Father now with his own blood to make intercessions for any confession upon anything that what he died for it. Amen. So now, when he was smitten, he's now seated on the right hand side of the Father, interceding on our behalf. And so, that is why in our second reading, amen. In our second reading, my brother, God said, go and speak to the rock. Amen. My brother, now we are coming to the showdown now. Amen. So you got to find where you are standing. The showdown now. Amen. So you got to find where you are standing tonight. Praise the Lord. This scripture, I wrote it here. 1 Samuel 17, verse 3. Oh, let's read that one. You got to find where you are standing tonight. What grounds are you on? Yes, sir. That is what the showdown in the valley of Elah. Yes, sir. Amen. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side. And Israel stood on a mountain on the other side. And there was what? A valley between them. Amen. The valley of Elah. And so tonight, where are you standing? We said, where are you standing tonight? Because one group started to run away. And the other one was pursuing. So which way are you standing? Amen. Tonight. Find where you are standing tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. On the mountain where the children of God were, or on the mountain where the Philistines were. Where are you standing tonight? We got to find where we are standing tonight. I am standing where the children of God are. Amen. Amen. So now, in our second reading, which is Numbers 20, verse 8, God said, and then the Lord said unto Moses, saying, verse 8, take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak unto the rock. Not smiting, but speak. Amen. Because Christ now is seated on the right hand of God. The type seated on the right hand of God, making intercession. And so now it is what? Speak. Amen. 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 Speak tonight. Speak to the rock. Oh, praise God. Amen. Then he told Moses, go speak to the rock. And there will come what? Oh, will come fountains of what? Water. Life will come out. For a dying people. Amen. Tonight, speak to the rock. Amen. Oh, and there will come what? Life. Amen. Whatever you are looking for is inside that rock. Amen. Oh, praise Amen. God. Amen. Speak. And Moses, because of what? Pressure and anger. Amen. Amen. He went. He said, you, now give me that place. That was verse. Yeah, this is verse 8. It's still verse 8, eh? Speak to the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them the water out of the rock. And thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts to drink. Amen. And what happened? What happened? Moses went. As verse what? Verse Verse 10. Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, hear now. Rebels! Rebels! Hear! See, they have made Moses so angry because God is doing everything to prove to them that he is a God that healeth thee. They wouldn't understand what God is trying to do for them. So he said, rebels, should we now get water out of this rock for you? And he smote the rock, not even once, twice. Bam! Bam! Whilst God says, go and speak to the rock. Because of this, it's because of this, Moses could not enter the promised land. Serious thing. Amen. But meanwhile, when he smote the rock, the water came out all right. My brother, that's also another lesson. It's another lesson. Praise the Lord. He smote it and it came. That wasn't the word. It's another lesson also. Praise the Lord. That people today, they are what? The false prophets. Amen. That they will do wonders, and if possible, it can deceive what? The very elect. Amen. Because what the true church is doing, the false church also is doing. Amen. Praise God. Yes, sir. So the water came out all right. But it wasn't what? The perfect will of God. It's a permissive will. Amen. So now, the prophet said here, no more, he said, no more do we smite the rock, but we speak to the rock. And watch the noun, the pronouns. He said, speak to the rock, and it shall bring forth his water. Speak to the rock, and it shall bring forth his water. Amen. Oh, my brother, my sister, tonight, the prophet said here again, he said, and when the water supply got cut off, God asked them to go and speak to the rock, that it will bring forth what? Its waters. Now, tonight, we are reading from the prophet now. Now, tonight, the only thing that you've got to do is to speak to the rock. Amen. And it will bring forth what? His water. Amen. Amen. Tonight, the only thing you've got to what? Now, tell the devil, give him a showdown tonight. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. He said, what tonight? The only thing that you have to do is speak to the rock, and it will bring forth his water. And if you are now, the prophet is asking you something. Amen. There's a question here. The prophet wants to ask you something. Listen. He said, if you are on speaking terms with him tonight. Amen. Are you on speaking terms with him tonight? Oh, praise God. Then he said, how many are on speaking terms with the rock tonight? Let's see your hands. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, some hands are down. Amen. Some hands are down. You are not in speaking terms with him tonight? Or is in your heart here? Amen. I know the prophet said, let's see by hands. Okay, I will raise a double hand. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The prophet said, how many are on speaking terms with the rock tonight? Let's see your hand. Then the prophet said, fine. Now, I want you to speak to him about your condition, about your body. And he will bring forth the healing waters of life flowing through you freely, that you could be healed tonight. Do you believe it? Oh, yes, sir. He said, amen. God bless you. Amen. And make you a blessing to others. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. He said, tonight, if you are on speaking terms with him, with the rock, now he says, speak to the rock tonight. And I said, tell him about your condition. Oh, yes, sir. Tell him about your condition tonight. Oh, I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for a house. Oh, my documents are not yet complete. Oh, he said, speak to him. It's your condition that you are in. Oh, speak to the rock tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Speak to the rock tonight. Amen. About your body, you are sick. Speak to him tonight.
Amen.
Oh, my brother. Yes, sir. We know in this house here, all the time in our prayer meeting, we look onto these three things. But there are other requests, praise the Lord. We look onto what? People who are looking for job, the right job, that they could what? Have time to worship God.
Amen.
Amen. We can see our precious brother George seated there. So when you are praying, you pray for him.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, we have people who are looking for their documents. Many of them here. Praise the Lord. Oh, when you are praying, pray for them. Speak to the rock tonight. Oh, we have homes that are looking for the crying of babies. Oh, speak to the Lord tonight. Speak to the rock tonight. Yes, sir. Praise God. And then he asks, do you believe it? Do you believe it? I don't hear the amen. Oh,
amen.
My God.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 See, we want to see the moving.
Amen.
In this church, he's here to perform.
Amen.
It is our faith. He's looking at our faith. He's seated at the right hand. Right hand now. And we don't smite him. We speak to him. Praise God. Yes, sir. God bless you.
Amen.
So tonight, say, speak to the rock. The musicians start coming.
Amen.
That's the showdown tonight.
Amen.
The impossible must be possible.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
The rock. Speak to the rock.
Amen.
Speak to the rock.
Amen.
If water supply has been what? Cut off tonight. Amen.
Amen.
If your water supply have been cut off, tonight, the rock is there. Speak to the rock.
Amen.
Water of life will come. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, that's where we are standing tonight. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let me read something here as the musicians are preparing. It said 1947, the angel of God preaching Phoenix. Oh, paragraph 24. It said, 2 nights before I came here in the house, he said, 5 different nations called in. The capital of Turkey called in and said, we have heard that the Lord God Almighty has stretched forth his arms to heal in America. Then he said, is there any way that we can get a few crumbs? Oh my. Look at it. Get a few crumbs. Then the prophet said, oh, people, rise in the name of your Lord. Claim your God-given privilege, for the hour is here for you to receive.
Amen.
That's right. To glorify God, to receive his spirit, to receive his blessings. Cut off all formalities.
Amen.
All other formalities. Cut off all doubts. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. He said, and then come into the realms of the living God who awakens the human soul and brings you to righteousness. Oh, yes, sir. And into worship of him in the spirit and in the truth. Amen. He's here tonight, my brother. Oh, speak to the rock. Shall we stand? Oh, hallelujah. Speak to the rock. Tonight is your showdown now. Tell the enemy. Tell. Where are you standing? Are you standing on the side of Israel? Oh, yes, sir. The showdown in the valley of Elah. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
Oh,
yes.
Be still,
rock is near.
That I am hope is there.
Let's speak now. He's here, my brother, my sister. Let's speak now. Speak to the rock tonight, my brother. Speak now. Oh, yes, he said, whatever your condition, oh, the life will flow. Oh, whatever you are looking for, it has to flow tonight. Oh, upon the basis of your faith. He's now seated on the right hand. He's seated on the right hand now. Oh, to receive, to make intercessions of anything that you will ask tonight. He said, anything that you need, they went to the rock. That if you are thirsty tonight, go to the rock. Oh, even if you want only, go to the rock. Speak to the rock. Whatever you want, he said, go to the rock. Go to the rock tonight.
Yes. Yes. Now we are going to pray. The needs of this house now. We're going to pray for the needs of this house. As we sing, He careth for you. We are going to pray for the needs of this house. We know that people are looking for the right job. We know people are looking for documents, the regularization of their documents. And we know that there are homes that are looking or waiting or patiently for the Lord to hear the cry of babies. Amen. And we sing that song, He careth for you. Do you believe it?
And for you, oh, He careth for you. Oh,
true sunshine of shadow.
Oh, He careth for you. Oh, He careth.
Oh, He careth for you. Oh, hallelujah.
He
just believe that. Oh,
true
sunshine of
shadow.
Oh, He careth for you. Let's sing it once again.
He careth for you. Oh, He careth for you.
Oh, yes,
He true
sunshine of
shadow, He careth for you.
You have now prayed, you have brought your own request before the Lord. You have spoken to the rock. Now turn and pray for your brother. Turn and pray for your sister. You know the needs of one another in this house. Now turn and speak to the rock on behalf of your brother. Speak to the rock on behalf of your sister. Oh, yes, yes, he will answer. He will answer. Pray for your brother now. Pray for your sister. Remember him. Remember her. Oh, you know the needs of this house. Many are looking for documents. Their documents are not yet right. But we know we have a God. We have the rock to whom, if we need anything, we can go and speak to the rock. We know how. Because of Pharaoh's job, many cannot come to church, which it is not their desire. It is not what the thing they are looking for. People are looking for their job, looking for job. Remember them. Oh, yes, sir. He said, there will never be any barrenness in my home, in my house. We believe it. We believe it. We believe it. We believe it because it is the word of God. And so let's prove him now. So prove me. All that we can do to prove is our faith. Our faith, your faith, my faith. Your faith, my faith. We will prove him that we believe, that we believe that he is our God that healeth our diseases. Your faith, your brother's faith, your sister's faith, together tonight, it has to break every fetish. It has to break every hindrance. It has to break every obstacle. It has to break. Pray for that your brother. Pray for that your sister. He said we should cry. Our cry must be a cry of faith. Let us not be like the children of Israel. Their cry was provocation. Their cry was no cry. Oh, yes, Lord, tonight. Lord, faith tells us. Faith tells us the need of this house. The need of this church. Lord, faith tells us. Our faith holds. That, Lord, you meet each and every one. Every request in this house. Lord, we believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. You are the rock. You are the rock. We speak now. We speak by faith. We speak by faith, knowing the Lord, all things are possible. All things are possible. That's your word, and we believe it, Lord. Oh, let us pray also. Remember, praying for your pastor, the pastor over the house. Remember him in prayer and the family. Oh, remember the ministry. Remember the officers. Remember every brother, every sister. Oh, and above all, remember every child in this house. pray for the children. Pray for the children. Commit them. Commit them. Commit them. Commit them under the blood of Jesus Christ. Apply the token over them. Every child in this house, against powers and principalities, against sickness, against diseases, against the wickedness of this world, against every imagination, wicked imagination. Oh, yes. We have a prayer request here, Brother Pele and Brother Goran. And the families requesting prayer that they could not make it tonight. And they are not the only ones. So we use them as the basis of the request for all that weren't here tonight. This is a request from Brother Pele and Brother Goran, the family, that they weren't able to come. So it is as many that weren't able to come tonight. Let's remember them in prayer. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we know you are the omnipresent God. You are present everywhere. And the Lord Jesus, you know how, to impart your word, your blessings upon your children, no matter where they are, Lord. Father, we commit, Lord Jesus, our precious brother Pele and Goran, and as many, the Lord, that weren't able to come for good reasons, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, reach them, O Lord, wherever they are. Touch them, Lord. Father, the very, life we have received here tonight, let it be their portion also, Lord. We lift them up before you, O God. Oh, they are part of the body. And Lord Jesus, we can never go without them. We cannot receive without them. Lord, bless each and every one, Lord. Bless them, O God. We commit them into your hands. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, wonderful Jesus. How great you are. We have spoken to the rock tonight. Oh, the rock that holds everything that we are looking for. The rock holds everything. In the rock, there is everything. And we thank God that tonight faith has risen in our hearts, believing that every utterance tonight, it has never come from man. Oh, but the Holy Spirit Himself working in us, had bring out utterances that are according to the will of God. Oh, what He has ordained for us. That's the very thing we have asked tonight. Because God knows that we need those things. And that He will provide abundantly and exceedingly. He knows what is good for His children. So how thankful we are tonight, Lord. That, Lord, you have answered every request tonight. We believe it by faith, Lord. That it is right, O God, before you. And Lord, we know the answer we have received in Jesus' name. That's where our faith stands tonight, Lord. We believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. How many believe it? That we have received. Oh, blessed be your name, O God. Thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we give you all the glory as we ask our present brother George to lead us, to close us in prayer. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. In the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the rock. Thank you, the Lord. It holds everything that we are looking for. And we have received tonight. We bless you in Jesus' name.
Father, we thank thee for your goodness. We thank thee, Lord, even thine kindness, O God. Father, we've heard your word this night. Lord, we've received, Lord, Father, Lord, in measure, believing, Lord, Father, that, Lord, if we keep faith, Father, these things that, Lord, Father, we have asked for, they will come to pass.
Amen.
Lord, we will testify in this very same place, Father, concerning the blessings you've given unto us.
Yes, Lord.
It's not only now, but, Lord, it's been throughout the years that, Lord, many times we come here in faith, we come in expectation, we Amen. Come believing, Lord, and we leave, Lord, Father, holding to your promise, knowing yes. indeed, Lord, Father, that you have never made us ashamed, yes. you've Amen. Never let us down, we are the ones who let you down. Yes. Lord, you are always faithful, you are always just willing, Lord, and you are waiting, Lord, yes. Father, in expectation for us to ask you, Lord.
Amen.
Father, you said, Lord, Father, ask and we shall receive.
Mm.
You said even in another scripture, try me and see if I won't be able to give you.
Amen.
Lord, Father, that the Lord Savior, Father, our homes, and we'd not even have enough place to store the blessings that you desire to give us, Lord. Give us grace now. Even as, Lord Savior, we've heard your word, let us not be forgetful. Hear us, O God.
Yes.
And we pray, Father, O God, as your scripture says, pray for those that, Lord, Father, would speak. Lord Savior, Father, now as our brother has ministered, Lord, we pray for him as well. Amen. Undertake, Lord, for Lord, he separated himself, Lord, Father, for the cause of the gospel.
Amen.
Father, to Lord Savior, lay himself aside as a sacrifice tonight. Lord, to, Lord, bring the word to us, O God. Restore virtue, restore strength. Bless him, Lord Savior. Father, that Lord Savior, as the desire has been tonight for, Lord, them that have not come, Lord, when we come again on Friday,
Amen.
Lord, may they be with us, O God.
Yeah.
Father, for Lord, we believe, Lord, Father, no one has, Lord Savior, absconded purposely, Lord.
Yes.
Father, Lord, even if it was, it's the devil, Lord Savior. Amen. Father, we'd never blame the brethren, Lord, but it's the devil that would cheat us, Lord. Father, it's college, it's work, it's whatever, Lord Savior, the occupation of this life, Lord. But give us grace, Lord, that, Lord Savior, we'd forsake not on Friday,
yes.
but we'd come, Lord Savior, with great expectation.
Amen.
We'd come, Lord Savior, Father, with great testimony, Lord Savior.
Amen.
And we'd come,
Amen.
Lord Savior, Father, testifying, even of Lord Savior, prayers that are already answered this night, Lord. Father, we look unto thee, Lord Savior. Father, that Lord Savior, though we see not those things that we pray for, but we are believing, Lord Savior.
In
like Lord
Jesus'
Savior,
name.
Old John Ryan said, Lord, Father, praise God for healing me, Lord, yes. and giving me my eyesight, Lord.
Yes.
We believe, like Lord, that blind man, Lord. Yes. Father, oh God, we've received
Hallelujah.
Whatever petition that we require tonight, yes. Lord Savior. And as we part, we desire to part with your word,
Amen.
Even in our hearts, Lord Savior. We desire to part, Lord Savior, Father, better than we came, Lord Savior
Amen.
God. Guide us now, Lord Savior, and be our portion, Lord Savior God, that constantly, Lord, may we ponder upon the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
And may your presence always be, Lord, so prevalent with us, O God. May it be so close that, Lord Savior, we'd be scared to sin against thee, O God.
Amen.
Lord, we're sorry where we wronged thee in this day.
Yes,
this day's gone by, but as the day closes out, Lord, you pardon us, Lord, in this day's sins. That tomorrow when we rise up, Lord, we'd rise up, Lord Savior, with a desire, oh God, Lord Savior, to be champions of the day.
Yes.
Champions of glory, Lord Savior God. Searching out, Lord, those, Lord Savior, Father, that, Lord, thou would lead us to, Lord. And also praying, oh, Father, for the many that we see not, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, our brother Patrick, Lord. Father, it's a long time since we've seen him, Lord Savior.
Mm.
We ask your grace amidst his life.
Yes.
We think of, Lord Savior, even our brothers that have traveled, Lord. Brother
yes,
Tony, Lord Savior, working abroad.
Oh,
Father,
yes,
oh,
Lord
God,
Jesus.
Lord Savior, we pray for them. Bring them back, Lord. Brother Dube,
oh,
Lord, as
yes,
well.
Lord.
Father, bring them back to the fold.
Oh,
we pray
yes,
for
Lord
Brother
Jesus.
Eli. Lord Savior, brother, Lord Savior, Father, oh God, Goran and his family, Lord Savior,
yes, Lord.
Brother Pele, Lord and his family, Lord
oh,
Savior, undertake
yes, Lord,
for them, Lord,
Jesus.
And the many more we don't see tonight, you know them by name, Lord Savior God. And as we part, we say, thank you, Lord,
yes,
for this
Lord.
Word that you've given us, Lord. And thank thee for the open door that we still have to come in that
Amen.
House and
Amen.
Hear the pure word. We look now unto thee. Bless us as we part. Keep us as we part. And Lord, we are believing, Lord, that when we come back, we testify again of your goodness.
Yes.
Bless us now. Guide us now. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, how many believe?
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, we have amongst us My second son, Daniel.
Amen.
Amen. As he stands at the back there. Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He went to Germany, a week-long youth meeting at Germany, Stuttgart. And from there, he decided to pass here to spend about a week with us here before he goes back to Italy. So, Brother Daniel, you're welcome. Amen.
Amen.
I'm pressing on.
You hide some gain in every day.
Oh, still
praying now.
I'm onward bound.
Lord, plant my
day. Stand
by faith
on the invincible land, a higher plane, oh, that I have found,
oh, yes,
to plant my feet
higher ground.
My heart has no desire to doubts arise
and fear dismay.
Though some may dwell where these are found, oh, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Oh, Lord, lift me up and let me stand. Unstable and the higher plane, oh, higher plane,
God, I have found.
Oh, Lord, plant my feet.
Lord, plant my feet.
You on higher ground. Oh, I want to scale, want to scale.
See
the moon high. Yeah.